This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The Caps, the Rangers, game one of a best of seven at Madison Square Garden in New York. Sunday at 3 o'clock, you will hear John Walton on the call on our network of stations this weekend. So, John, why don't we begin with an injury update. Rasmus Sandin plays 21 minutes a night on the blue line. Nick Jensen about 19 minutes a night. The Caps finished the season without both guys, but they have been skating. Is there a chance one or both play in game one?
Yeah, I think in hearing what Spencer Carberry had to say about that, I think there is a possibility. That's the word that keeps getting tossed around. But just the sense that you get as you see them skating ahead of practice right now is they're going to get in. I don't know if it's game one or not, but I think at some point very soon in the series, not just one of them, but I would think both of them would be back in there. And obviously, if you're going to beat the Rangers, if you're going to beat the President's Trophy winners, you're going to need all the defense you can get to hold off those offensive weapons. So I think there's certainly a sense of optimism. I hope that it's Sunday, but if not, I don't think you're going to have to get too far in the series until you start to get a little bit of help back there.
John, this Rangers team is complete. They're really, really good. But, you know, I'm almost saying so what here, right? Just because of how the Caps have gotten here, it defies so many different explanations. And this feels fun. This feels like a pressure-free type thing for them. I know it's the playoffs, and there's always pressure. But this is, you know, on paper, you throw that paper out. I mean, right? I mean, this feels like a David versus Goliath situation, and the Caps are pretty free.
That sounded like, sorry, John, I'm just jumping in. That sounded like the Calipari quote, the team, there is no team.
Yeah, I've talked to the
on
team,
paper,
there's no team.
You throw that paper out.
Right?
On paper,
yeah,
you throw that paper.
There's no, on paper,
like
there's no piece of paper, John. Comment.
Yeah, on the paper, yes. No piece of paper. Thank you. I really like that, and I think that's true. And I think that when you look at the Rangers, keep in mind, yeah, okay, they won the President's Trophy, fine. But and they're a good team, and there's weapons, and you've got a goalie that, again, has some playoff experience, but there's not a lot of playoff experience on the other side. This team got knocked out in the first round by New Jersey last year. This was not easy for them. So if you are Charlie Lindgren and you go in on Sunday and you beat these guys in game one, there's going to be a lot of puckering up going on the other side. The Capitals, you're exactly right. This is house money. This is fun. I think that's exactly the way that we're looking at it. I think the fans are looking at it. I think Spencer Carberry might have a slightly different view of that just because, you know, you're game planning and there's a lot of, you don't want to make this, as he said today to us, you know, you don't want to waste this opportunity. He said he enjoyed it. And getting into the playoffs for the, you know, the 2-hour ride home on the train from Philadelphia. After that, is you don't want to squander this. And I get that. But I think when you look at, listen, there is nobody in the hockey world that thought the Capitals were going to be in this playoff. And here they are. And they've done it with a goalie that was tied for the league lead in shutouts. And if you get down in a series and you get frustrated and suddenly he only gets stronger, listen, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I am saying that they're going to win a couple games in this series. And if it comes in the right sequence, like, oh, I don't know, game one on Sunday, then you start turning around going, oh, boy, wait a minute. What if suddenly Panarin can't score against Charlie? And all of a sudden they're getting 40, 45 shots, but they're not going in and the Capitals get just enough offense. They've been playing offensive or they've been playing playoff hockey, the Caps now, for a month. They're used to playing 2-1, 3-2 games. So I completely agree with all of that. I think that this is exactly what you want to be. If you're the Capitals coming into this series, you say, hey, listen, we're going to hang it all out there and we'll see where the chips fall.
You mentioned Chucky Brickwalls. His brother, Ryan Lindgren, is on the Rangers. One of my favorite storylines of this series. 4 years younger, his brother, playing on the enemy. But I think my favorite angle for the series is the LaViolette rematch. There's a lot of kids on this team whose development, in my opinion, was stagnated or just didn't get a lot of run, who are now not only playing but critical role players for this team, top liners for this team. I cannot wait for that dynamic.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something to that. I mean, if you're – and again, like if you're Connor McMichael specifically, you probably say, okay, you know what? I scored 18 goals this year. I think in fairness even to Lavi, I would say that Connor's development was sped along by what happened in Hershey last spring. And at the time, you know, maybe he wasn't quite ready for it. And I'm not even sure that he was wrong about it. But I do think that when you look at, yeah, this is – Connor McMichael's chance to jump up and say, hey, listen, you know what, remember, you didn't think I could play here? You know, those kind of things. There might be a little bit of that, sure. But talking about Ryan Lindgren, I loved it. I talked with Charlie yesterday, and he's deadly serious when he said, you know, hey, did you text your brother? He said, yeah, you know, we texted. We said, they're like, we'll talk to you after the series. He's like, listen, this is all about the Washington Capitals. Are you going to go to dinner with him before it? Absolutely not. He's not going to go to dinner with him Saturday night in New York. He is completely focused on the task at hand, and he wants nothing more. This is a lifetime in the Lindgren family. This is going to be when they're in the old folks' home all the way down the line. Say, remember when I beat you when I was the 8 seed and you were the one? Yeah, that's what,
yeah,
that's what they're going to be talking about. So there's a lot on the line there, and that to me is the most intriguing.
Well, John, cannot wait for the series to start on Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock MSG. Call a win.
You bet, fellas. Now, there's a house money and having fun here.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We appreciate you. There's John Walton. By the way, our Caps playoff coverage here on The Fan is sponsored by our friends at PVI Office Furniture. Get to their showroom in Frederick, Maryland today to score big with their Power Play playoff special. 20% off your new office chair. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.